Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, liberty-loving patriot. Welcome to the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show. Please be sure to tune in Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. Be prepared, folks. We often go into an optional extended third hour. This show advocates for liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Discussions here are unscripted and free-flowing, so sometimes conversations wander off in unpredictable directions. Would you like to call in and share your thoughts and be part of the conversation? The number is 563-999-3698. Again, that is 563-999-3698. Press number 1 and you'll be added to the queue. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you so much for listening, but please sit tight and don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes to kick off the show.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Sure, it's Friday night, but that is no reason not to tune in to NWCR Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Robert the Infidel Garding. Being around since 2007, we patriots have watched as the left and many on the right have done nothing to stop what is going on to destroy our great nation. Ideas abound with our society, but most are horrible at best. But there are good ideas out there if you know where to look. Join us every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern for a dose of reality from behind the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. That's NWCR Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday evenings, where you can call in at 646-478-5284 and give your solutions to what is ailing this country.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing? You couldn't tie. When it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you received. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing?
Tuning in, you are listening to the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne show. Here I am. I was able to actually get this show started. I had to show it started a half hour late, of course, because I was struggling at the start time for the usual time, 6 p.m. So I changed it since I wasn't able to get in, the typical issues that have been going on, you know, the direct connect wasn't connecting and calling the host line using my phone after a long delay, getting a busy signal, the usual problems that have been plaguing Blog Talk for the last over 2 weeks. But here I am, and I was able to sneak in, and I think I might have figured out the trick, but I'll get into that a little bit later. And so, yeah, here I am. Woohoo, woohoo. We are here for the New Year's Eve show number one. I did set up a second show because I want to be able to ring in the new year with people because we're all scattered about in different time zones. And I wanted to be able to two shows set up so that they can all be part of the recording, because, you know, we have the bonus hour, but then after that you go into no man's land and it's not part of the recording. So I set up a second show for 9 p.m. Pacific time, and that would be midnight Eastern time, but I think I'm going to change that since I started this show a half hour late. I'll go in and start that second show. And that way, you know, like I said, that way the full night, however long everybody wants to hang out, we'll have it as part of the show recording and not be into no man's land. Plus, a lot of us hosts have learned that sometimes Blog Talk likes to give us the good old boot when we're into the bonus hour, and so sometimes we get cut off. So
I set up that second show for those reasons. It's kind of a backup. It's to make sure we get the recording and all that. And so, yeah, what a year it's been, huh? We are going to be kissing 2023 goodbye, a long kiss goodnight to 2023. We'll ring in 2024 tonight. I'm going to be around, so any of you out there that are listening, if you're around, I know you might be out there partying and whatnot, or maybe you're not, maybe you're just hanging out at home or hanging out with some friends, whatever, getting your drink on, you know, the usual. And we do have, I already see we got some good people here in the switchboard and in the chat. We got Boyd the Alaskan raising his hand. I believe it looks like we got Donnie raising his hand. Looks like Gunslinger is in the switchboard but hasn't raised his hand yet. In the chat room, Gunslinger's there. Jim Clark is there. Snowman James and the Alaskan so far making their way here to the show. So I really appreciate you guys joining me tonight. We'll keep each other company and hopefully ring in the new year or get close to it until people start falling asleep. Anyway, so let's go ahead and I will bring in Boyd and I will bring in Donnie, or it could be Cinnamon. Do I got Donnie or do I got Cinnamon or do I got both?
You got me, unfortunately.
Oh, that's fortunate. That's fortunate. Hopefully Cinnamon can join us too. Hey, Donnie. Glad that
hey,
you could make it here.
I called you. You were having problems with your show. I was going to tell you, if I could get on, I was going to use my show as Lucid Libertarian and run the board for you from my show. But you're on, and that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of had that idea too, or I would hijack Robert's account and try to set up a show under his account as a backup way too. But
yeah, I forgot about you doing his show too. So anyway, you would have been covered, I'm sure.
One way or another, yeah. But I'm glad that you're here. I hope Cinnamon can join us. She's not working, is she, or is she still working?
She's working, but she should be out any time now.
Oh, good, good. So we should hopefully she'll be glad to see that I was able to successfully start the show. So here's the trick that I think works. Okay, so you know when you're going to start the show and you're going to use Direct Connect, right? But you can only use it or start your show within 15 minutes beforehand, right?
Right.
And so when I updated the show to start a half hour late, I was able to get in on Direct Connect like about 15 seconds before that 15-minute window, you know,
okay.
Then it actually picked up.
Right.
And then you hear, you know, the lady go, thank you for, you know, using Blog Talk Radio or whatever. And then there's a pause, and then you get the male voice that says, you know, press 1 to start your show now.
Right.
And so I just waited, you know, so, like, you got to do this, like, within, like, a 10 to 15-second window, you know, when you're connected. And then, like, right when that 15-minute, you know, you're looking at the counter, and right when you're getting to that 15-minute window, then I pressed 1 to start the show, and I got in.
Right.
So a little timing.
On my end, I learned this, is when the lady, you know, would tell you, welcome to Blog Talk or whatever in the hell she says, I used to push 1 to try to skip the guy, but every time I pushed 1, it hung up the phone. So I waited until the guy got on, and then I pushed 1, and I was all right. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But I wait now.
Yeah, I don't know, but I could not get in, and then, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to launch the Direct Connect, you know, with the, you know, 15 seconds before that 15-minute window comes up. And then I just waited to press 1 until right at that, you know, 15-minute mark. and then I was able to get in. So for all you hosts out there, you might, you know, like I said, you got to be a little strategic with your timing, but maybe that trick will work for you guys with your shows until, you know, whenever Blog Talk finally ever, you know,
for me every time. So that worked for me every time. Just wait till the guy comes on and then push one, and I usually get on.
Right on. Yep.
Oh,
yeah, it's kind of like the luck of the draw, but you never know. Like, it's a share about, you know, how did you get in? How did you get your show started? But I kind of knew I might have problems because there was, like, a lot of shows scheduled to start.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose her?
It sure does sound like it. Oh, no. I think we spoke
if she to was,
them.
It's.
Oh, no. Is this Boyd?
And she was so happy there for a moment.
Yes, she was. But she can call back in, hopefully.
All right, I'm back. My phone decided to hang up on me this time.
Oh, okay.
My phone is on beep. Like, okay. I don't think that was Blog Talk. I think that was T-Mobile. I don't know.
We didn't even need you, Lori Ann. We were talking. We were doing a show for you.
Yep.
Yeah, for the whole 45 seconds.
Damn right.
We were anticipating.
So you were covered.
Good. I figured you guys would probably hold the steering wheel for me until my phone got back on. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Gunslinger. He's raising his hand. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The conversation that we weren't going to have was black cocks. We decided we weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that guy, that troll, will call into my show or not. That was kind of funny last night, though. And then we do have a Skype member raising their hand. I'm wondering if it's Sarge or if it's John Doe. Hey, who do we got online?
John Doe.
John Doe.
Hey, John Doe. Welcome
Merry
on.
Christmas.
Good to see you coming on tonight.
Merry Christmas. Happy early new year, and happy whatever else there might be going on, whatever your holidays are.
There you go.
I'm celebrating just being able to get my show started.
That's a good
celebration. We've got a ways to go before midnight over here.
Yes, you do.
So what's going on with everybody?
Well,
anybody have company over or any kind of plans for tonight other than hanging out with me here on my show?
Just hanging out, me and Otis.
Well, I've been watching football and sleeping, and I haven't even bothered to get dressed this morning. So there, I'm just a hanging.
Literally?
There's some things I don't want to know.
He's just all comfy and cozy. That's funny. Well, I did at least get dressed. So, yeah.
Hey,
I am at least dressed. So I'm not, like, hanging out myself or anything, you know, at least my upper body parts aren't.
Hey, Boyd, if you're trying to tempt the guy from last night, remember he specifically said black.
Yeah, well, you know, he's in bad shape then, you know, because mine is not anywhere close to that color, I don't think. Of course, I belong to the Dickie Dude Club, so, you know, I got an excuse.
The Dickie Dude Club? Dickey Doo Club?
Yeah. You never
Do I
heard
want
of,
to know what the Dickey Doo Club
Dick...
is? No.
Well, that's where my that's where my belly hangs out more than my Dickey Doo.
Okay. I didn't know that that was the term for it. All right. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. That is funny. I haven't even been able to, like, check in on the news or anything, like, what's going on tonight. Are there any, like, terrorist attacks or anything going on, like, especially in New York or Chicago with, like, riots or anything? I haven't seen anything yet.
I haven't heard anything tonight.
I haven't been watching anything, so no, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just so focused on trying to get the show going.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we got Mr. Pionki is in the switchboard. Hey, Pionki, Defraction. How you doing, my friend?
Doing fine. How you guys doing? Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
I fixed a big pot of black eyed peas, man. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the store and get some buttermilk so I can make some buttermilk cornbread, and I'm going to be in heaven.
Oh, that sounds good.
Glad you can't come down and get some.
No, that does sound good.
Mm. It is good.
Yeah.
So the real Master P is in the house now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess pizza? Is it pizza?
No, it's not pizza. It's black-eyed peas, man.
Oh, peas. Well, you're still the Master P, whether it be pizza or peas or Pionki.
There you go.
There you go. I haven't made a pizza in a long time.
Master P.
That's what I forgot to do today.
Oh, P?
You forgot to pee?
No, I was going to go to the store and get some black-eyed peas and collard greens and...
That sounds good.
Be ready.
They don't have no greens down here in this state like they do up in Missouri.
Well, we don't have them. They're tough to find up here in Alaska, too.
Well, I wouldn't imagine. My grandson's up there in Missouri. I told him to bring home some turnips, some mustard, some collards. And get some spinach. So down here in the South, they don't. I guess I don't know. They just only thing they have is some pitiful looking mustard, time to time. But they ain't too hot on no greens.
Well, I know one year we must have had a whole bunch of Southerners up here because the wife and I went out to get some black-eyed peas, and we couldn't find any, whether they were dried or whether they were in a can. We just couldn't find any, period, at all. They was all bought up.
Well, you know, on 1st of January, the traditions of black-eyed peas and hog head. Donnie, I look for a hog head with blue eyes. It's hard to find them.
I've seen a couple today, but they were in cars. Let them roll by. No, I'll skip the hog. Thank you very much. I'll leave that up to you. You folks in Louisiana. Us Alabama people, we don't go in for that. Black-eyed peas, cornbread, some greens. That's what we'll go in for.
Oh,
yeah,
good cornbread sounds good. You know, with lots of honey and butter. Oh, man, it's been a while since I've had good cornbread. And it's hard to find.
Yeah, don't be messing with that
real
Jiffy
good,
mix.
Well-made cornbread.
Don't be messing with that Jiffy mix stuff.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, that's crap.
You want a good thick slice of cornbread, about an inch and a half, almost 2 inches thick. If you hit somebody upside the head with it, they would know it.
Sounds like mine.
I can just see the news. Man accused of beating another man to death with a big, thick piece of cornbread.
And a nice cast iron skillet. Boom.
You know, I told you when I was, I told you when I started getting into my pizza making habit, practically everything I use, even the cast iron pans and that, you can get those made in America.
Made in America, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. It may cost a dime or more, but, you know, it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are talking about food. You know, the farm animals, they're pretty appreciative of the farmer taking care of them and feeding them and stuff. And the pig and the chicken got to talking, and they said, hey, you know, let's do something special for our farmer to take such good care of us all the time. And they sit there and thought, and pig's like, well, what do you got on your mind, chicken? And chicken says, well, why don't we provide him a ham and egg breakfast? And the pig, are you sure? You know, that's only a contribution for you. For me, it's total commitment.
Very good.
Hey,
I like that.
Don't be afraid of that commitment, man.
Oh, that's good.
That's funny. Yeah, or the pig would be stupid enough to actually fall for it, one or the other.
He wasn't American. Gosh. He was a foreigner.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bianchi, yeah, I tried to call our critic's phone today. Cause it was 2 years ago, the last time I talked to him. Well, I didn't even talk to him then either.
He didn't answer, did he?
No. It's still, nobody has the number, though. That's odd. But anyway, I was thinking of our buddy.
Yeah, I miss him. You know, it's, but that's just the way it is. You know, you're here today, you don't know what tomorrow has to bring.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'm pretty sure most of you all have my number, so if I just drop off the face of the earth, then you'll know something's up.
Yeah,
that's
but we'll
awful,
won't.
But, yeah, it's been a long time since...
You got to let people in the family get in touch with somebody like us, like me or Boyd or John Doe, Bianchi. Let us know, you know, if you're in the hospital or something.
Hey, you get a chance, tell Gene and Kathy, wish them a Happy New Year.
Hopefully Kathy will call in tonight. I haven't talked to her either since the other night. They're still going through a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a rough year. Definitely been a rough year.
Yeah.
Losing her mom. Feel bad for her.
And she sure needs to get with her and take care of her health now. Now that we brought everybody down.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm. Well, I mean, you know, but, you know, we that's part of saying goodbye to 2023 as well. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't make it through the year, you know, and so we honor them by remembering them. And I'm just kind of glad that this year is over, although I'm, you know, a little bit anxious about what 2024 is going to bring. I wish I could be optimistic.
Well, 2024 is going to bring one hell of a show.
No, I think so, too. I do. I think.
Buckle up the seatbelt.
We're going to see what the American people are made of, I believe. Either we give in and don't do anything, or we're going to have to stand up and do something. We'll find out.
That we will. And I do see that Daniel and or Kathy is in the switchboard. They just haven't raised their hand yet. So good to see them pop up. Like, you know, hey, we were just talking about them. So, yeah, so just press one whenever you're ready to join the conversation. Otherwise, just hang out. It's all good. And in preparation for tonight's show, I was trying to find, like, some good stuff to kind of remember, like, all the crazy shit that happened in 2023. And so, you know, we had a lot of events happen, rundown, I guess. Probably won't, you know, cover everything that's happened. But, you know, Kevin McCarthy as speaker gets outed, and we get a new speaker. So we had that drama that went on for quite a while. What was it, Kevin McCarthy? Didn't it take like five votes or something for him to finally get put in that position? And then
18 votes, 15 or 18?
Oh, 18. That's right.
15.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, 15 rounds for him to be able to get in, and then he gets the boot. And then we had, you know, like the drama continued then with who was going to replace him, and several rounds going that way before we got Johnson in. So that was a lot of drama. Let's see, then Lisa Marie Presley, she passed January of 2023. There was a lot of fanfare about that. Let's see what's next here. Of course, we had the Chinese balloons, plural. but notably the one that Biden allowed to cross the entire country. From Alaska into Canada and Montana, all the way down, all the way to, what was it, South Carolina or North Carolina or something off the shore where it was finally shot down. So yeah, we had spy balloon going on. We had the Norfolk Southern freight train that derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. It's amazing how quickly people forgot about that. I'm wondering if they're still having to deal with, you know, all that smoke and just everything. I mean, it was such a, that was such a mess with the pollution on that. And then, let's see, I'm kind of going through some of it.
Palestine, Ohio, wasn't that the derailment? Wasn't that this past year, 23?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, it sure was. Then, let's see. Kind of going through some of the stuff doesn't really matter in this year of review. Kind of stupid stuff that nobody really cares about. Taylor Swift. Oh, my God. I don't get it. Taylor Swift, you know, now she's billionaires, and she's such a big deal, and I don't get it. I've never really been a fan of hers. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with her. Let's see. Then, of course, lots of mass shootings. You know, another year of a lot of mass shootings, and but 2023 brought us like the advent of, you know, they couldn't totally push the whole, you know, the radical right wing white gunmen shooting everybody down, you know, when they had the transgender he/she that went through the school and shot that place up, and then they didn't want to release the manifesto, and then when somebody did leak the manifesto out, then they wanted to prosecute him for leaking the manifesto out. Go ahead.
Did the whole thing come out? Or just part of it?
Yeah, the whole manifesto came out.
Because I don't think they've actually really released it.
Well, it was leaked. They didn't release it, but it was leaked.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Donald Trump with all of his charges. That's kind of a record breaker, too, with all the different charges for all the different things. And, you know, basically bog him down with all of these lawsuits and criminal charges and things that is going to be an ongoing battle going into 2024.
Hey, Lori-Ann.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to continue the campaign. You know, free parachute jumps for Congress, no strings attached.
Yeah, I love that.
That would be taxpayer dollars well spent, and you can save money on the parachute.
Yes, it would.
Just pay for the cost of the flight.
Good idea, John Doe.
Let's see. Looks like we got Mike raising his hand, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Mike in.
That's not my idea, Donnie. I'm just passing it along. I got it from some other smart person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I say kudos to that, and I say the first jumper should be AOC and the squad.
I'll second that.
There's too many people in there to be first.
Hello.
You know?
I know. We just got to, like, you know, bring them in a cargo plane or something and then, you know, drop them on, like, the roller thing to just drop them all at once.
I got an idea. Why don't we let the pilot go ahead and carry
them? There was this group of guys.
I like that idea. Let the pilots and stuff jump.
Yeah, there was this group of guys that used to take a look at bad movies, you know, and just rip them apart and stuff. Like, you know, movies that are so bad they're good, whatever. They used to, and one of them was this thing called DOA, where they were dead on arrival, but that's neither here nor there. One of the things in the movie is a bunch of these people were in a plane, and they had to parachute to where they're going to hold this tournament, right? This martial arts tournament. And so one of the suggestions they made is 15 people in a plane, one parachute. Whoever wants it the most gets the parachute. The other ones, so be it, right?
Yeah,
so...
And I don't think too many people would cry about it. In the chat room, Jim Clark.
If we can't really touch Joe Biden, he should be on that plane. You know, maybe Joe Biden should be first.
Montana Joe just texted me. He says he's probably going to call in a little bit later. I'm just telling him I'll keep an eye out for him.
Hey, Montana Joe, if you're listening, you got to at least call in today, my friend. You got to do it, brother.
I'll text him and tell him that John Doe orders you to call in tonight.
John Doe never orders anybody, Lorianne. I make strong suggestions. You want to keep your job? Get this work done.
Well, that's why I phrased it the way I did. That's part of the joke.
Lorianne, the big question is, does Sarge know?
I'm not sure. Hopefully somebody, maybe Pianki, if you can spread the word to Sarge to call in. If he's out and about and around and able to, he's welcome to call in. I know Pianki talks with him pretty frequently.
Okay.
Yeah,
when they're just showing
the... He out there somewhere.
Yep. Sarge is probably out partying hardy.
Yeah.
And Mr. Clark, you better call in.
Okay. He's working right now, so I don't think he can call in, but he is in the chat room.
Oh.
He's saying more illegals, more Sleepy Joe, more stock market fraud, going to be deadly. U.S. Navy sinks 3 Houthi boats, defense Red Sea merchant ship. Taxes in California about to soar. California becomes the first state to offer health insurance to all undocumented immigrants. Now even more are going to come to the U.S. from Mexico. Crazy times ahead in 2024. Starting January 1st, all undocumented immigrants, regardless of age, will qualify for Medi-Cal, California's version of the federal Medicaid program for people with low incomes. The country is falling apart. We are being invaded. Absolutely. I mean, that's what it is. We're seeing, you know, record numbers. We've never seen this kind of influx of illegal immigration crossing the border. It's just insane it's on purpose and we know it. I guess going on with, review of 2023, we also had former FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, so he got busted and charged, and he's in prison for his fraud with this cryptocurrency exchange. And so he was part of the Democrat money laundering. And I also read recently that the Republicans that got donations from him, they were more apt to return that money, but the Democrats, you know, which was mostly Democrats that were involved in this, they haven't, you know. So, you know, he did the money laundering thing with them and donated heavily to Democrat candidates in the Democrat Party. And it came out that most of the Democrats didn't want to return any of that money, even though it was totally fraudulent. So that was kind of a big deal. That's kind of like, you know, he's just one person of, I think, of many. You know, if there's one person like Sam Bankman-Fried, you know that there's more out there like that too. So that was still in 2023, and I'm just kind of like, I'm going through this slideshow, and of course it wants to play an ad, every few things. Let's see. Representative George Santos speaks to members of the media outside the federal court in New York on May 5th, arrested and charged by U.S. prosecutors with fraud. So we had that happen. Let's see. We got kind of going through the more relevant stuff. Skip. Skip the ad. Skip the ad. Smoke from Canadian wildfires loomed over New York City. Remember that? It was pretty dismal there in New York City for a few days from those Canadian wildfires. That was in June. We had, let's see, of course, more wildfires, you know, the bad wildfires in Arizona and such. See. Then, oh, yeah, the Titan submersible was recovered on the ocean floor near the wreck of the Titanic. Remember that, where that submersible with, what was it, five people on board, I think, that disappeared there for a few days, and then they finally found it?
It imploded. Like a beer can.
Yep. Imploded. Yes.
They didn't even know. They didn't even know what hit them.
Made in China.
Probably. Yeah. They didn't even know what hit them. It hit them so fast.
Hey, long man. Check the chat room. I just put an article, basically, in the chat room. I just put an article that asked to about Pizzagate that basically adds to the Clinton body count thing that came out a couple of days ago.
All righty, I can open that up. Let's see what it says. Pizzagate journalist responsible for exposing global pedophile network found dead. Oh, yeah. I posted about this, too. Janet Osbard.
Mm-hmm.
She is the creator of the Fall of the Cabal series. You can watch it on BitChute. I've watched all of them. And then her domestic partner, Cynthia, and her then expanded that to the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal. And so Janet was, I guess she went missing for, I think, over 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks she went missing, and then she was found dead, presumably committing suicide by overdosing on some pills. I watched the video from Cynthia announcing it. I think it was about 3 days ago. And she was crying and very, you know, emotional, obviously. But if you guys have never watched The Fall of the Cabal and then the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal on BitChute, absolutely watch it. They did a lot of research in their stuff. You know, you might draw different conclusions, but, you know, they really did their research on the history of the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
They did, in the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal that they did, they dedicated like five of their, episodes just to Bill Gates, and they really deep dive into Bill Gates. You know, so it's really an excellent series to watch. You know, that was sad news because, I mean, I know that at one point, you know, when I did my midweek specials, I pretty much played every single one of them at one point. You know, I did a series of it. And then whenever they came out with a new one, of course, I would usually play it on my show. And Yeah, so she was a Pizzagate investigator, but way more than that with just pedophilia. She was, you know, she's all, both of them are all about the cabal and how they operate, their origins, their history, and the Satanism is so prevalent in government and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, she's a, you know, she's definitely one of those truth tellers, and it's, you know, it's a big loss, you know, but I guess she, you know, from what the sounds of it, she had struggled with depression, severe depression for a long, long time, and so, you know, it's just sad that she finally gave in.
Well,
and I was wondering, too, because they hadn't put out a new video since August. So
right,
mid-August or something was the sequel to the Fall of the Cabal episode, I think, 28. And I was wondering, you know, I was like, why, you know, it's been a while since they've put anything out, you know. But this sure explains it.
Well, here's the deal, though. I'm looking at the article, and what the article says, Lorianne, is it says, She was found dead just months after claiming she would never commit suicide. That's the line to pay attention. Just months after she claimed she wouldn't commit suicide. So wait, if she's found dead and she says she wouldn't commit suicide, how'd she get dead?
Somebody helped
her. Yeah,
along.
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of speculation. But, you know, with the video that her partner, Cynthia, put out, you know, she said that she'd struggled with severe depression and battled it for a long time. You know, so I don't know. I mean, sometimes they sit, you know, but, yeah, it's like if there's anybody that, you know, she was, they were also exposing, you know, they were Dutch, and they were exposing, like, the selling of farmland and stuff and the 15-minute cities, and they were really researching into that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe Cynthia, with the video that she put out, didn't want to indicate a conspiracy surrounding Janet's death, you know, just kind of to, I don't know, you know what I mean? Just
yeah,
kind of,
I mean,
protect
just,
herself.
Right. I just assume, I mean, the first letter, the first word in that article is Pizzagate. And we know who that has to deal with. That has to deal with mostly Hillary Clinton, right? It's Pizzagate. So I'm assuming that when I saw Pizzagate, I said, well, here we go again with the Clinton body count, right? Possibly the Clinton body count, right? You know, so I mean, that's where my mind went. You know, so, I mean, I know she's done other things, but when the first word in the article is Pizzagate, and you know who Pizzagate was basically about, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, right?
Wrong. You ain't gone to school for the new math, you know. Yeah, it's no longer two.
Talking about math.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't.
You guys know
I'm
what
glad
the average... You know what the average home mortgage is in California? The amount?
What?
Monthly payment,
$5,500. I was almost on it. Man,
and
that's
the
crazy.
The state is running a $68 billion deficit.
And what's his name thinks he's going to run for president with those numbers?
I couldn't even imagine paying no $5,500 a month for a damn home mortgage.
And you know
less, it's got, less, it's, Unless it's got a pool and hot and cold running maids.
Yeah. How do a state run a deficit? States suppose they can't print money. They're supposed to run balanced budgets. $68 billion.
Well, when you have cities, and states that claim to be, you know, sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and you're having to pay for medical and all this other stuff and food for these illegals, plus, you know, businesses, you know, the tax base is dwindling because businesses are moving out and closing down. And, I mean, like I said, this guy Newsom thinks he's going to run for president and run on his record in California when his record is shit.
Well, here's the skiffy on that. Okay, go look up Walter Burian on YouTube. Okay, just put his name in there. Walter Burian. It's Kaffir One. Okay. He's proven, and he was a government accountant for 40-something years, retired government accountant. The government and these states are sitting on so much money, it would knock your socks off. They're lying. I mean, they're freaking lying. I mean, go look them up. He says that they are sitting on billions of surplus money. That are you going to find out about it? No. Cities, water districts, school districts, they're all included in it. Okay. Why do you think when you see your local fire department, especially around here, they all got brand new shit? All these cities got brand new trucks and brand new front end loaders and all this brand new stuff. Where do you think they get the money from all that? Okay.
Well, fuck.
It's all that money they got in that CAFR. Okay, and then they secretly invest it into the world markets and everything. They get a dividend, no doubt. Do you get it? No. They get it. They reinvest it so it keeps compounds. Goes up exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're lying when they say,
Gunn, you're right. Why do you think in Texas every 10 to 15 years you see in these little podunk town, one asshole towns, you see a brand new $50 million high school football stadium?
Yeah. Where do you think they're getting the money from that? Oh, but we got to raise the taxes and we got to do this and it's for the kids. Yeah, they don't even have, the damn thing's not even half full. Okay? It's crazy. So that's where they get this money from. Don't let them lie to you that they're, oh, we got to raise taxes because we're under budget and all this blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. Yeah, right. Sure you are. Uh-huh.
I'll give you another good example of this thing, God. 10 to 15 years ago, and I've told this story before, there was this maintenance tax for the schools in my parish that came up that was going to come off the books. They wanted that, and everybody knows what a maintenance tax for this shit was. It's to keep the, quote, facilities, end quote, up to date, right?
Mm.
Well, what does that word facility mean?
Money.
You know,
money.
That means just a school.
Money.
It means the football stadium. It means the baseball stadium, the softball stadium. You know, that's what they're doing right now with the public school in my town is that they're building both a new baseball stadium for the school and a new softball stadium for the school. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Where do you think they got the money from? All that CAFR money. It's like this little one asshole town that I live by, Red Oak, Texas, down here. You ought to see their city hall. Oh, my God, it looks like a crystal cathedral. Marble. I mean, it's fancy, let me tell you. And it's not that big of a city. It's not really that big. But, man, this thing is, boy, if you sit down in one of them chairs, it's going to burn your ass off. That's how fancy this stuff is. Stealing the floor. I mean, it's crazy.
pointing out here's another thing about that, too, is a lot of the money that's going to pay for this stuff is, like, surplus money that they still have from all the COVID relief crap. And so not only are they raising the taxes on people to pay for all this stuff, it's another double-dipping scheme because most states didn't return to the Treasury their surplus, their unspent COVID relief funds. So instead, they're using COVID relief funds for all to, you know, finance all this crap. And then at the same time, telling taxpayers, yeah, we got to raise the fees on this and we got to raise the fees on that. And we got to put another tax on this, and you know, in order to pay for this, and just like, come on now, you know. And I don't think that most people are even thinking about that. It's like everybody's forgotten about the trillions in COVID relief funds and how many states still have a surplus. They didn't spend it all. Did they return that to the taxpayers? No. Did they return that to the Treasury? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're just like, it's like a free-for-all, you know. And then meanwhile, they try to claim that they don't have enough money for stuff.
It's the biggest scam invented by man. I call it a scam because that's what it is. Well, but you got to pay them taxes every year, or, you know, and that's even more money that they get to invest. Go to your local city, okay, and ask them for their CAFR report, their CAFR. Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's what CAFR stands for. Okay, and you don't have to be a mathematician to look through the pages and see how much that city is worth compared to what they had to pay to run that city. You'll faint and fall back in it. I did it to this little city I used to live in right over here, about 5 miles. Okay, for that fiscal year, it only took like $27 million to run the city. I mean, that's every service, garbage, fireplace, you know, the whole nine yards, okay, all the services. And the net worth of that city is like $300 million. But it only took $27 million for that year to run the city. Who's getting all this other money? You know, take $27 million away from $300 million? Okay, where's all this money going? And that's just one city. Tell me they ain't lying. Because they are lying.
I'll guarantee you this one. We made the last mayor of the city that I live by, and I'm probably more 5 minutes from, he spent a bunch of money improving, you know, the area around the city, area, you know, parks and things of that nature, and probably spent a good, I don't know, $10, $15, $20 million on that. And I guarantee you what you're saying is true. Even after that outlay of $10 to $15 million that he spent, I bet you that the little town of about 5,000 or so, 5 to 10,000 or so, probably made money.
Oh, yeah, they make tons of money. That's what I'm saying. They steal the money. They go out there and invest it, you know, into the world banks and the market and all this shit. And then they make a profit on it. And they just keep reinvesting. And it grows and it grows and it grows exponentially. I mean, they sitting on trillions of dollars.
And here's the deal. I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to go back to this maintenance tax thing. It got voted down three fucking times. The people in the town did not want it because a lot of the people don't send their kids to the public school. They either send them away to school or they send them to the local Catholic school, right? So why should they have to pay the tax for a public school? For something that they don't use, the kids don't use, right?
I know.
So yeah, and so they come in there and it failed once, it failed twice, it failed three times. So what they do? They brought it up again and they won a special election, and they put the damn special election on a Saturday during college football season, the first Saturday of hunting season. And the first Saturday of a home game for LSU football. So what do you think is going to happen? Only the people they want to vote show up to vote that they want to vote will show up, right?
Yeah.
So it's
bad. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it only proves one freaking thing: you're not free in this country. If you have that, you're suffering from grand illusionalism, okay? If you think you're fucking free in this country, you're not, okay? You have no idea what real freedom is, okay? Real freedom is when they founded the country, I guess. That were, you was a hell of a lot more freer back then than you are now. I guarantee you that. With all the rules, the regulation, taxes, and all this shit, Social Security taxes, driver's license, you know, you name it. Name it. You're not free. If this was a free country, then you wouldn't have to have all that shit, no, would you? Now, it's better than all these other countries over there, yeah, obviously. Okay. But we're not, when they say free, no, we're not free. We're slaves to the government. You're slaves to the government. You put your slave belt on when you get in your vehicle, don't you? Seat belt? I call it a slave belt. And if you don't, you get fined. I guess
I'm going to go ahead and bring on Joe Gibson here real quick. Sorry to interrupt, but I see he's raising his hand. So bringing him on in. Hey, Joe Gibson, how are you feeling today?
Feeling all right. Just go ahead and continue. Go ahead. Let him continue. I just wanted to let you know I was here. I'm waiting on the line. That's all.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, you sound horrible. Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my, I don't know if you went to the doctor. I hope that you did. My sister went in today, and she has pneumonia. So the bug that she got, my mom has the same bug, but it hasn't turned into pneumonia yet, but my sister has pneumonia and got antibiotics and stuff. So there's some shit going around, man. I hope you went to the doctor.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, I went.
What did the doctor say?
Well, you know, the flu, just the flu. Not COVID, just the regular flu.
Not COVID? Oh, my God. They must not be getting those stipends like they used to.
I lucked out on that one, damn it.
Well, I wouldn't let them do the COVID test anyway, so I don't know how he could tell. Am I letting
well, you know,
I know I got the freaking flu. I can tell I got the flu, for God's sake, you know.
Well, you know, with all that spraying up there in the air, you know, there's no such thing as chemtrails, and you're sitting there looking at the damn thing. Yeah, really? Really? I must be seeing things, too. Maybe we're all seeing things. Okay. But when you see these things and they just slowly spread out, okay, now the contrail's different. That's way up there. That's 80,000 feet, okay? And they just only last just, a couple minutes, and they're poof, they're gone, okay, because of the temperature variations. But these are low altitude, and they just float, and they just spread out, and then nice little checkered pattern, low down yard.
Yeah. And if they want to target you individually, they just mail you a letter or something, you know, and then you're all done.
You're done.
It's almost like they're crop dusting for humans.
It is crop dusting. It's a low altitude crop dusting. It's concentrated into their stream.
Yeah.
And they meet in airplanes. They've even seen inside the airplanes where they got these big old tanks and these jets that spray that shit out. They've documented it, but they're still doing it. Why is that? And you call any local airport and report that, and they'll say, "We don't see anything. We don't see nothing on radar." Oh, really? It's up in the air, and they don't have transponders. What do they do? Turn the transponders off? That's illegal. Jesus. Especially around cities that got, big airports and everything. They have to know where you are, or them. But no,
I wish one of my workers would call in.
They know.
About 20 years ago, I reported them. About 20 years ago, they were spraying, and I was out working landscaping. And I called my sheriff, and I reported them spraying, and they were like, what? They didn't know what the hell to make of it. You know, I said, they're poisoning us. They're trying to kill us. They're spraying in the sky. He's like, what are you talking about? So I had to explain. I made a case out of it, though.
Yeah, spraying us. I got them.
And gunslinging, you're right. You know, one of the big deals about 9/11 is the so-called terrorists turned off the transponders.
Yeah, they turned them off.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you
don't.
If you don't know what a transponder is, it's part of the avionics of an airplane. When you turn the transponder on, they'll give you what you call a squawk code, and you enter this little code, and you press the button. It's called ident, and when you press the ident, your little airplane on their radar screen flares up and it says, ah, that's you. Okay, we know where you are and we're going to position, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But if you turn that transponder,
and that's how
they don't
the
know where you are.
Towers can track all the different flights coming through the area.
Exactly. And
there are other ways. That's not the only way to track a plane, though, as we found out from Die Hard. You know, there's emergency beacons and stuff. You know, there's alternate ways to be able to track planes. And so, that didn't even wash with me during 9/11. It's like, come on now. Okay, they turned the transponder off. There's other ways to locate a plane, though. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just look at, military, okay, you know, in wars. Do you think all those planes have transponders on so that even the enemy can fucking track them? Of course not. You know, I mean, we can track our own planes. We can track our own guys, you know, without sending out a beacon for the enemy to know exactly where we are, too. You know what I mean? It's like if we're capable of that, we can do that with our commercial airlines, too.
They got what is called IFF on the military planes. Indication, friend or foe.
Well, remember that, you know, radar is not pointed straight up. Radar is a beam that is shot out, a directional beam. And if you're in that beam, you're going to reflect back. But if you're, you know, 80,000 feet up there, that radar don't go that high. Sorry. It's only weather. It does? It can't go that high because they're not pointed up. They have to be pointed up, don't they? Or are they pointed up? I don't know. Is the radar beam the thing that goes round and round and round, pointed up like that? I guess they could.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't go straight up from where it's at. You know, there's a dark spot in there close in, but they can see you.
Huh.
They can't see the thing with the radar is they can tell where you're at. And if they got general radar will tell you where the airplane is at, then they have to use another radar to try and figure out your altitude. And when you turn your beacon on your airplane, it not only tells them where you're at, but it also tells them your altitude, your airspeed, what direction you're going, and all of that. It just makes it easier for them to track you.
Oh, yeah. I figured that the radar, the beam thing, they can
track you.
I figured it had to be turned up like a 45-degree angle. You know, the rotating radar antenna thing.
You can adjust the angle by the feed horn on it. The that will give you different angles coming off of that antenna so that you don't have to point it straight up in the air. You know, it's like if you go around and you see everybody's got a satellite dish and stuff on it, on their house or, you know, on a business or something like that, they're not pointing straight up into the sky. But they're pointing up at an angle, and that angle is not even I mean, if you look at the backside of the dish, okay, that angle is not even close to where it's looking at the satellite. If it's going to be looking at the satellite, it would be pointed way up, you know, up high, okay, pointing way high. And the problem with that is, and why they don't do that is because of weather. And excuse me, I got the hiccups. I don't know why, but anyway, they point it in such a direction as for all the rain and snow and stuff like that to fall out of the reflector on the dish. And they make their adjustments, you know, the little stick that stands out there, that's where your feed horn and receiver is. And they change the angle of the feed horn and receiver hitting the back of that dish, which gives it more elevation than what they really need to do. And go ahead.
No, it says it pinpoints the dish, the round. It redirects it, I guess, up to that receiver, to the point, correct? Because the parabolic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, by the time that signal gets up to the satellite, okay, the beam width on that signal is probably a couple hundred thousand miles wide. And so that's how they hit the satellite. Same thing with the satellite. The satellite puts out a beam coming off of it, and that beam spreads out so that it'll cover a large area. So they can cover a large area with a single satellite. You don't have to have pinpoint accuracy on it. When you set up a satellite dish, though, you do try to pinpoint satellite, get it right square in the middle of the dish, because that satellite does not stay in that area where you're pointing your dish at. It kind of does a figure eight pattern in that. So you need to get that thing, you know, unburred so that the signal stays strong enough for you to receive it. Yeah, and like for us, we used to have periods of time when we would center the box. And what that is, you know, like in that figure eight pattern where it would cross, you know, in the eight. At that point in time, when that satellite gets to that point in the box, in that figure eight, we would adjust the antennas to see the bird, so that we had the best signal we could get, no matter what the satellite, wherever the satellite was at. And then, you know, if you got satellite TV, you'll notice that twice a year, your signal will go out. And, I mean, it goes out if the weather gets too bad and the signal gets too weak. But twice a year, and I don't know, because I don't know where the bird's at or what bird you're on. But usually in the spring and in the fall, your signal will go out. And it'll go out for 30, 40 minutes maybe, depending on the size of the antenna and stuff you got. And that's called a sun outage. And what that is where the sun is and the satellite are right in line with each other to your antenna.
Wow.
And the signals and the radiation and stuff coming off the sun overpowers the system or your receivers down below, so that they can't receive anything. It's just all noise. Because light's a radio frequency, and there's a whole lot of other stuff. And it just can't see the satellite. And then as the sun moves on, you know, your signal comes back. We would do, at work, we would do a ton of maintenance during a sun outage if we had to. You know, especially something that would affect the whole station, that would take the whole station down. Well, we would hold off on the maintenance until, you know, the sun outage started. And we were off the air anyway. We couldn't do anything. You know, it was a natural occurrence. There was nothing that could be done. So that's during that time period, we'd go in there, we'd throw all sorts of cables change whatever we needed to change out and be able to turn off equipment that we would normally not be able to turn off and get our work done during the sun outage, turn everything back on. And by the time the sun, you know, got out of the area, you know, and got away, you know, system would come up just like normal. So that was kind of some of the stuff that, you know, we had to do. And that satellite is radio. It's not radar, but radar is radio frequency. And it, you know, they all basically work on the same principle. It's just how they're used and what you could do with the frequency.
Very good point. And just real quick, there's some good comments in the chat room. And for the sake of the show recording, I want to state what Jim Clark and Joe Gibson are saying in the chat room here, because there's good stuff in there. So Jim Clark, it's time to end this war in 2024. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance said it was preposterous to think that the Ukrainian military was going to force Russian troops back to the border across during the invasion in February 2022. Vance told CNN State of the Union, quote, what's in America's best interest is to accept Ukraine is going to have to cede some territory to the Russians, and we need to bring this war to a close. Absolutely no doubt, and we absolutely, as the United States, we shouldn't have been funding any of it to begin with. Any and all funding should cease. We got our own problems here. Joe Gibson in the chat room. The DOD has also automated biometric identification systems ABIS to support military operations overseas. This database incorporates fingerprint, palm print, face, and iris matching on 6 million people and is adding 20,000 more people per day. Tens of thousands of people are subject to facial recognition software. The FBI has been working with North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles and other state and local law enforcement on facial recognition software and a project called Face Mask. For example, the FBI has provided thousands of photos and names to the North Carolina DMV, which runs those against their photos of North Carolina drivers. The Maricopa, Arizona County Sheriff's Office alone records 9,000 biometric mugshots a month. The FBI admits it has about 3,000 GPS tracking devices on cars of unsuspecting people in the United States right now, even after the U.S. Supreme Court decision authorizing these only after a warrant for probable cause has been issued. Soon, police everywhere will be equipped with handheld devices to collect fingerprint, face, iris, and even DNA information on the spot and have it instantly sent to national databases for comparison and storage. Bloomberg News reports the newest surveillance products can also secretly activate laptop webcams or microphones on mobile devices, change the contents of written emails mid-transmission, and use voice recognition to scan phone networks. It's like, you know, after 9/11, like 9/11 is what ushered all this shit in, you know, to justify all this crap. I know I mentioned this a while ago. I can't remember when it was because, you know, with Blog Talk problems, but essentially if you are with AT&T as a mobile service or your provider uses AT&T's infrastructure, AT&T willingly hands that information over. Anything that they want. Your local police department. You know, your local police department can go, hey, AT&T, we want all the cell phone records for 20,000 people. They might only be targeting one or two or five, but they can. But in order to, you know, protect the identity or for privacy, they'll put out these blanket requests, and AT&T will send all that information over, text messages, phone calls, you name it, you know, all of the who the person's phone number is, all the, you know, all their contacts, all that kind of stuff. And so this is a big push in Congress right now to limit that. And by the way, you know, even though I disagree with them most of the time, it's Oregon Senator Ron Wyden that brought this to light, saying this is a huge and complete violation of privacy because, you know, no warrant needs to be issued. It's just all the, you know, AT&T is just willing to hand all that information over. And so, you know, if you're not with AT&T, you need to check your provider. Are they a subsidiary of it? Do they use AT&T's infrastructure? Because if so, then even you are subject to that stuff. It's absolutely insane how the surveillance state has blossomed even more than we can possibly know. You know, what we do know is only a small fraction of the reality.
Let me just add to that or tell you that the turning over of information is in the contract. And I'm sure that the government put that in the contract with AT&T, and AT&T had to accept it or they would lose all of their government contracts. Because AT&T is the largest provider.
You want our funding? Well, you're going to have to hand over this stuff. No questions asked.
AT&T has the largest portion of government contracts or communications handling than anybody else. We handled 90% of government communications. Are on AT&T lines. In fact, had a funny story that was kind of internal for us. But when I was working for the DC power plants up here in Alaska, I was always calling down south to the boys that had all the money so I could get money to keep my plants running and everything. And it was during Hurricane Sandy. I was talking with my guy down there and, during Hurricane Sandy, we lost all communications We lost 95% of the communications coming out of Washington, D.C., which was government communications, because we had a fiber optic cut that went off the air. Basically, with Sandy, power got cut off, and the site ran on batteries, but nobody was able to get to it in time before the batteries run out. And so we were talking about it. He had his he was having his ass in a sling at that point because everybody was pissed off at him because his so-called batteries had failed and run out, and everything. And usually when we engineer for a site, we engineer that we have enough batteries, power in the site to keep the site up and running for 8 hours, and this particular site, Sean wanted to put in enough batteries for 12 to 14 hours worth of runtime. And they said, nah, we don't want it. We can't, cost too much and all of this stuff. And we're not going to pay for all those batteries and stuff in there. Well, lo and behold, Sandy comes along. The site goes off the air. We lose all communications. And now they're trying to blame Sean for not putting enough batteries in there to cover the outage time, the regular commercial AC power. And he says, not my problem. That's your problem. You were the ones here. And he had all of his ducks in a row, all of his emails on it, and all of that stuff, and said, I fought to put in more batteries or at least install a generator for that site. And you guys said no, so you guys are the ones that are going to pay the price, not me.
Well, on that note, it's 2024 already.
No, it's not.
Did we miss it?
No, it's not.
Did we miss it?
It is not 2024.
You're 4 hours behind.
It is not 2024.
It is 11:05 p.m. right now, Eastern Time.
Oh, I still got 55 minutes.
Yep. And there is 24 minutes left of the live show here, of show number one, actually. So 24 minutes, and then we'll have the bonus hour, and then I have a second show set up for 9:30 p.m. Pacific, 12:30 a.m. Eastern time, because I wanted to have everything on the show recording, and also because going into no man's land overtime, blog ending the calls and stuff you know, within that bonus hour. So I set up that second show as a way to start anew, put it that way, and not risk not having discussions, not on the show recording, and then as a backup in case Blog Talk decides to hang up on all of us. So just so you know, so 23 minutes, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to continue to listen while we have the bonus hour, please call in 563-999-3698. Do so within the next 23 minutes so you can continue to listen. Press 1 if you want to talk. If not, just hang back and listen. But otherwise, you won't be able to listen to the bonus hour if you're listening online. So you have to call in order to continue to listen. I just wanted to put that out there.
We had an interesting happening on that note on Donnie's show last night. We got cut off, and I know me and Donnie, and I think Gunn, we didn't hang up. We were waiting on the bitch to say thank you, goodbye, you know, and she never came on. And I don't know, Donnie, how long was it? About 2 minutes or so after we got all cut off that it came, sound, audio came back up, and they were listening to some music, and we were talking over the music, and then, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes after that, the bitch finally came on and said, thank you, goodbye.
Well, on a brighter note, though, I also forgot to say something.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe Gibson.
No, I was just saying, on a brighter note, I had a good sponsor coming in from my campaign. He donated $3,000 to my campaign. So that was good.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. So
nice, that nice, helps nice. Out a lot. That is good news. Well, hopefully, you know, the powers that be in your area don't kick you off the fucking ballot like they're trying to do.
Well, they can't. How could they? I haven't, what could they? There's nothing that's constitutional that they can kick me off. There's no way they can do it. I mean, for what reason? You know, even if they brought up my past, it doesn't matter. It doesn't disqualify me from being in public office.
Well,
they're
going to
try anyway.
They could really, Joe, the only way I can see them being able to do that is what? You're running as a Republican, I take it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The only way they would really be able to do that in my little pea-picking brain is they would have to kick you out of the party. And that way you're not going to be on the Republican primary thing.
Hang on. That would have to go to the Republican platform for the debate. Before they do the nomination of a candidate. I mean, they would have to refuse to nominate me then. They can't just, you know, they can't do that right now. That's why they have a nomination. You know,
well,
that's why when they have the convention, you know what I mean?
They couldn't do that as long as you are in the party. But if they kick you out of the party, you know, then you're not even going to make it to that nominating convention, you know?
Well, it can't. My name's already on the ballot. So to have it removed, that's a huge constitutional issue. They cannot do that. You know, now, and for them, and I've been a registered Republican for many years and voted in the past. So they're going to have some serious explaining to do as to why they or how they can get away with that. And I'm part of the National Committee. Republican National Committee. So how are they going to explain it? You know, and they support me. So it's just these assholes in my district.
Yeah.
And they are assholes.
Well, yeah. Well, all
oh,
I
yeah,
can say
they come
is
out of the woodwork, don't
that,
they?
I mean, I can only say, you know, what I can see and how they would have to go about doing that, you know? So.
Well, what I need then is what I need, though. I'll tell you what I need then. Everybody must start sending out emails to people. I need people to send an email to the County Board of Elections and say that they're wrong, you know, that this should not happen, you know? I should not be removed from the ballot. Every American has a right to run, you know, especially since I paid the filing fees already and everything. I mean, come on, you know. So people should email the County Board of Elections. Because there's 5 County Board of Elections people. There's a chairperson. And supposedly they're going to have a hearing on Tuesday or Wednesday or something or Thursday. I forget which day it is. That's how much it really matters, because it doesn't. Because they're not going to do it. But, no, I think people should email them and say, hey, this is wrong. Because this is going to, if they get away with it, this could set, these are dangerous trends they're setting. And we cannot allow that to happen.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Learn the lessons from Ron Paul in 2012,
I'm just wondering, you know, the who and the what. You know, as far as this is going down, you know, who is it that's trying to keep you off the ballot?
Diane Parnell. Diane Parnell. She sponsors my opponent. And she's the head of the Republican platform here in my district. In my district, she's the spokesperson or whatever the hell she is. She's in charge of the little office they got here. But she's not the state, and she's not in charge of the state. She's not in charge of the national. She's in charge of this district, and she supports the guy that they put up there that is holding the office right now. She even sent me an email telling me that last time I ran, that they want him in there, not me. But they're too bad. I have a right to run against him. Too bad. You know?
Exactly.
Is there a stated
especially
basis,
for all the
Joe,
people
for why they're
that...
removing you?
They're not removing me. They're trying. They're challenging me, my candidacy. They're not removing me. They haven't made a decision
yet.
They can't.
What's their basis on the challenge? How are they? What are they doing to challenge your? Like, on what grounds are they trying to have you removed?
I don't know for sure, 100%. But the woman told me who it was, because she hasn't signed the affidavit yet. They just contacted the County Board of Elections and said they were challenging my candidacy. And it was Diane Parnell, and I know who that is. That's, you know, you can look her up. She's in charge of my district here, and she supports the guy I'm running against. So I'm going to tell you right now, I think it has to do with my past. I think they're trying to throw up that I have a record or something. That's what I'm thinking. But I only have misdemeanors on my record, and even if I did have a felony, even if I did, it doesn't ban me from running for public office. It doesn't bar me. These people are nuts. It does not restrict me from running for public office. The only position I would not be able to run for if I had a felony conviction, it would be sheriff. That's it. I wouldn't be allowed to run for sheriff. But it doesn't matter. Constitutionally, they cannot withhold me from running for public office. They can't stop me. There's nothing.
So we ought to call him on and say, hey, if you're going to try that, you're just going to help him be more famous and more popular, just like Donald Trump.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. I think they use this in backfires, because it always does. Because people don't like that. You know, what right do you have to say you can't do this?
You know, when they try this crap with you, do a video ad or something. You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but get it out there. And, you know, the more people learn that, hey, they're trying to circumvent your candidacy, and you're trying to represent the people that maybe they're not happy with the current person that's in that position, you know. Maybe they want somebody else to vote for that isn't a Democrat, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, you can use that to your advantage to work against them with, you know, and you know, describe the efforts that they're making to discredit you, to get, you know, possibly get you off the ballot, challenge your candidacy, all that kind of stuff, using your past against you.
And then you can
use that to explain your past. You know, you were an informant, you know.
Oh,
a lot of the shit that they're going to try to dig up is from when you were an informant. You were, you know, You were working for the government, not against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're bringing up what happened in the state of Connecticut, because I think that's what it is, because somebody up there probably found out. But I don't know who. I mean, because remember, I was working on some very powerful people up there. And but this was 30-something years ago, man. I mean, come on. You know, nobody's going to remember that. I mean, there's no way, 30-something years ago. And even if it was,
everybody
like
forgets
I said,
what
years.
Biden was doing 30 fucking years ago. Why should they bring up what you were doing 30 years ago?
Shit. You know?
But plus, as many of us Americans who've had, you know, regardless of what, whether even if it was minor traffic tickets and you had to go to the court system and you felt like you kind of got screwed around, you say, hey, who all thinks that, you know, this isn't a benefit, because I know how the system works on both sides of it.
Yeah.
So now that's going to make me more informed to be able to help you make sure that we straighten out this corrupt, crooked system.
That's correct. That's correct. 100% correct. You got to remember also, like I said, again, if they try bringing up, if they think I had a felony or something like that, or that's on my record and that restricts me from running, no. No, but let's just say, for instance, let's say, okay, I had four felonies from back in 1991. They were automatically expunged after 10 years in Connecticut. Oh, that's it. It doesn't matter. I don't even have to report it if I don't want to, according to the law. So it doesn't matter. It's 30-something years ago. I was 18 years old, for freaking sakes. Knock it off, you know?
Manipulate you in the court of public opinion to people that are crazy enough to think, oh, you know, because they've never, ever had any kind of run-in with any kind of authority, because they're always the useful idiots that bow to everything and kiss everybody's backside. And to me, it's just a strength that you have in saying, hey, look, you're going to hold my past transgressions against me. I think they're actually a benefit to me understanding how crooked the system is, and you need somebody like me that understands how crooked the system is so we can straighten this corrupt, crooked stuff out.
Well, when I got into that bar fight, right, I was charged with a serious offense, but I know what was on my record when I pled out to it. They dropped it to a misdemeanor assault. Okay, so there's no violence on my record whatsoever. No violent crimes at all. You know, so they can't say that.
Even if they do, I'm just like, I come.
John Doe, you're breaking up and becoming crackly.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to. Yeah, there's about 10 and a half minutes left of the live broadcast. If you need to hang up and refresh and call back in, definitely do so, because you've gotten crackly a couple of times now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But again, he makes up an interesting point, you know, for other people out there in society that are getting out of jail or who have records from 20 years ago. What, we don't give these people a clean slate? They're banned for the rest of their life from doing this or doing that or participating in society? You're just welcoming more crime. If they can't find a job or they can't do anything, well, then you might as well plan on getting stuck up sometime or something, you know, because I'll tell you what, if I can't work and this government tells me I can't do anything, I got to survive, you know? I got to feed my kids or something. You know, that's how people are going to look at it. And I don't blame them. You know, if somebody's willing to work and do the right thing, but they're told they can't, what kind of society do we live in? What the hell kind of people do we have?
Hey, y'all, I have a 513 number raising their hand. I don't recognize it. So I want to bring that person in and let's find out who we got. Hey, 513, you are on the line. Who do we have?
Hi, good evening and Happy New Year. My name's Frank. How are you guys?
Hi, Frank. We're doing pretty good. Happy New
Very
Year's
cool.
Eve.
Yeah, Happy New Year. So I am actually the chairman of the Jerry Sandusky Foundation. I don't know if you ever heard of us, but basically we give an award every year to up-and-coming radio shows. And this is the kind of the manner we like to present the award, but I wanted to take this opportunity to present you guys with the Jerry Sandusky Award. Number one, congratulations. Number two, I mean, it's a huge deal, and it's basically, I think that your program represents everything Sandusky. So I really, really appreciate you guys.
What do we win? Question. How did you discover my show? And, what is this award? And I'm kind of curious, how did you come across my show? Have you listened to it before? In the background or something?
It's the Lucid Libertarian, right? I think that it's and this is part of the reason why you're, being awarded the Jerry Sandusky Award, is that, Jerry Sandusky always did things a little bit differently. It's about freedom, it's about doing what you want. As far as the Jerry Sandusky Foundation, discovered your program on Blog Talk.
Didn't Jerry Sandusky go to prison?
That's right.
Jerry Sandusky stood for something that maybe was, he was about doing things his own way. So, and I believe that you guys represent everything Jerry Sandusky, and so that's why you are being awarded.
Shove it up his ass, the award sideways, and tell me how it fits. How's that sound?
Yeah, I second that. What a joke!
I'm sorry.
I said your award and shove it up your ass and see if it's how it fits, and let us call back and let us know.
That's a little bit, I would say it's a little bit disingenuous. I mean, it's a serious award, a serious foundation here. I really think that Jerry Sandusky would not approve of such comments.
Sandusky are you referring to?
Well, here, I'm the host of the show here, obviously. I really don't know what this is about. I am libertarian. I try to be open-minded. I'm not going to get excited over some award that I've never heard about or what it's about. Who is this person, Sandusky? What is the purpose and goal of these awards and things? Is this Jerry Sandusky some kind of white supremacist or pedophile or something like that? I don't know.
He was a football coach. He was a football coach who did things a little bit differently. I think that your show represents everything Sandusky. We actually have a vessel. It's actually called the Spirit of Sandusky. It sails the Port of Maine every Friday. It's actually called the Spirit of Sandusky. That we're actually, so that's a true story. So we want to thank you guys for basically embodying the spirit.
Is this the same Jerry Sandusky that I'm seeing a child sex abuse case?
Yes.
I have no idea what you mean.
Child sex abuse case of Jerry Sandusky. It could be a different person that you're talking about, but that's not looking so good. Like this organization promotes, child abuse, I don't want any part of it, to be quite honest with you.
Three Sanduskys, four Sanduskys, what I mean?
Hey. Interesting.
So thank you for embodying the spirit of Sandusky. We always said the spirit of Sandusky is the spirit of America.
Really?
Really? If the spirit of America, then why did it say the convicted serial child molester and retired college football coach? Really? Right. I don't think America stands for that there, buddy. Good try,
oh, my
though.
God.
Yeah, I'm seeing this article. Audit to include rescinded grant to Sandusky-founded charity, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's independently elected fiscal watchdog says his audit of a multi-million dollar state grant program, which includes $3 million grant approved but never given to the charity founded by convicted former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky.
Okay, look, you guys, listen. Okay, Happy New Year. I'm going to let you guys go.
Where can we read about this? Yeah, please explain this award. What's the process here?
Should I be offended that you think that my show is consistent?
Okay, listen. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna just to thoroughly explain to you that this is a joke. Do you understand this?
Yes, we figured that.
And there's no such thing as a Sandusky Award. I mean, come on now. It's not a real thing. Oh, gosh.
Of course.
All right.
That
was too easy. But, look, you guys, Happy New Year. All right. I'm sure you guys have a fine show. And
I try to have a fine show.
I'm sorry that I had to prank you guys. It was just
It's not really that funny of a joke, to be honest with you. You know, to come on here and say, oh, you won the show and you emulate everything that he was about. Well, no, I am not about child abuse.
Not. That's the joke. That's the Sandusky Awards. Listen,
well,
you have a good night. I'm getting
off. Listen, because you're going to edit this.
Okay.
I am somebody that actually,
now,
every single show of mine, I play an ad for one's purpose that fights child and human trafficking here in Oregon. It is no joke to me to come on here and associate my show, you know, promoting the very thing that I fight against. And yeah, and Frank dropped, you know, so
yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, that
because
was
because guess what, because you're going to be on Howard Stern or some of these other prank call shows, because it's going to be all twisted and edited and they're going to make it sound like you supported it.
Yeah, well, I don't think at any point I did. I don't think anybody could twist my words around. I'm like, hey, wait a minute here. So who are you? What are you about? What the hell? Is this
Lori
Ann,
don't forget
I hopefully did not give anybody any material to even try to claim that I supported somebody's supposed foundation that...
You heard me immediately say, shove it up your asses, you know, right away, because I already knew where he was going, you know, and then finally everybody else finally was like, yeah, the light bulb went on. I think somebody else, whoever it was, backed me up, or I backed him up, one or the other. Because we get, you know, these are things they do, you know.
I already knew about this Jerry Sandusky's, you know, as far as the football coach and that perversion, so I didn't know for sure which one he was, and that's why I said, well, didn't he go to prison? But at the same you got to remember, Lori Ann, with this deep fake and AI stuff, they can twist all kinds of stuff around, and he just wasted a certain amount of time to take us off task. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we are officially into overtime as well, still part of the recording. But we are in overtime. But, yeah, I just kind of, you know, you guys knew, but I kind of wanted to try to handle it, too, as the host of the show to address it. And now it's part of the recording. They can't change it. I'm against that stuff. Yeah, so apparently this football coach that I've never even heard of, Bringing It Boy Yee looked it up for me. Thank you, Bringing It Boy Yee. 52 counts of sexual abuse of young boys over 15-year period from 1994 to 2009. Yeah, like there is absolutely no way
tell you
how to get all excited about some fucking award that he's trying to claim.
I understand what you're saying, but they're not going to play it that way.
Supporting that.
They're not going to play it that way. They're going to play up certain bits and sections of what you said and what I said or somebody else said, and they're going to stop it and then comment, and then stop it and comment, edit it, splice it, and try, like John Doe said, they could twist things around, and that's what they're going to do. I can't believe this show supports him, you know? Yeah, you know, they won't play all the clips.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Lorianne, I mean, it's legitimate that somebody that is in your position not knowing, even me, I was curious if it was the same Jerry Sandusky. That's why I was like, well, which Jerry Sandusky are you talking about?
Hello. Exactly. Well, you guys had my back, so I appreciate that. I think that's the important part. You all had my back, and yeah, when he said, oh, it's just a joke, then I'm like, yeah, well, that's a joke in very poor taste. It's not very funny. And so if anything comes back around on that, then, you know, I have the audio and witnesses showing that I never was, you know, like, hey, wait a minute. You know, no.
Maybe you'll get a bunch of listeners from this, Lorianne, even if they do something, that a bunch of the people that listen to his stuff might come and listen to your show just to find out for themselves from the horse's mouth what you're about.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that there's enough critical thinkers out there that they're not just going to fall for some, you know, edited sound clip from me or something. You know, hopefully people are smarter than that, but
that almost sounded like something Warren would do to get back at you or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, possible.
Or it's one of the Gibson's fans.
You know, my memory is not all as sharp and as clear as it used to be. But, you know, I do believe that I remember one of the shows that I was listening to had been gotten put on a prank call. I wasn't on the call on the show listening when it happened. But it was a prank, you know.
What do you mean? I don't understand what he meant by that. What do you mean? You're listening to a show that was a prank?
No, that was prank.
Oh.
That got called into like another show, and
yeah.
You know, they had the all the fun go arounds, you know, type of shit.
Oh, yeah. I had Caitlyn Jenner once on my show, you know. Oh, yeah. We had them all.
Yeah, a fake one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that means I'm getting a little more popular, apparently, when the pranksters want to call in. But, like, you know, Bringing It Boy in the chat said the caller didn't do anything different than what Mark Dice does. He pranked the show. That's all. Laugh. He wasn't serious. You know, and I get that point, but to me, child abuse, child sexual abuse is no joking matter. You know, if you're going to prank me on my show and you expect me to have a sense of humor about it, you know, you don't associate me with child sexual abuse. I have no fucking sense of humor for that. You know, there is absolutely no way that, you know, I'm gonna laugh off being associated with that way. No way. No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's like way poor taste. You don't joke about that. You know. Oh, we're just joking with you. We're giving you an award. You know, because your show emulates, you know, what Jerry Sandusky was all about with the child sex abuse. No, that's no joking matter at all. That's like, that's the most dim-witted, practical joke that somebody can play. That I'm, you know, it's like, nope, I'm not playing this with you, man. Fuck no.
Hey, Lori Ann. Did you notice, you said, I think you said his number was a 513 number. I don't know if he's using some of these, you know, fake number deals, but you might want to make that.
Oh, I have it noted. I have it noted.
Wasn't Joe Gibson talking about his campaign and somebody donating money and stuff that you were doing? Or something before
man.
This guy interrupted us?
Here we go. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. They're going to use it to attack me. Son of a bitch.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of witnesses.
The timing was impeccable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And, Lori Ann has her show. It's been recorded. That call was recorded. And there you go, you know.
Yeah.
Lori Ann, just go ahead and send it to wherever, and Joe can use it to defend himself with, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pick up, Joe, where you left off when you were talking when he jumped in. You were sharing with us about your campaign and all the stuff.
So anybody can download it. You know, Gibson can defend himself with it. You got the recording in full, unedited. It'll be available. So, yeah, not too worried. But, yeah, I did note. I had a feeling that might happen. You know, number one, because Blog Talk has had so many problems with live shows going. So the fact that any more than 8 live shows going on at one time when I've looked. And so we're ripe for the pickings. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's New Year's Eve. There's, you know, at maximum 8 live shows going on, and so it makes it pretty easy to target some of these shows, especially shows that actually do take in live-in callers.
I have a question in that regard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. Yeah.
No, I just want to say, this is how they do it. This is how they do it. I'm going to show you. This is what they're going to do. This is going to be an example. I'm going to show you right now. And you'll know because you know me and you know how I do my shows, right? But this is how they do it. Now, pay attention to what this person did, and this is going to be something that they do. Watch. Let me just turn this up here. It's about two minutes long, and this is what they're going to do. They're going to twist all our words around and make it sound like something totally different.
How about you want a little Caitlyn Jenner calling into a religious show?
Sure.
Yeah, in this episode, she's freaked out because she's being haunted by the ghost of her penis.
Oh.
Let's have some fun.
Hardly anybody listens to your show, so why should I call in? Not true. I've interviewed the President of Canada, okay? So, 337, you've been waiting a long time. How you doing?
Hi, my name's Caitlyn.
Go ahead, Caitlyn. The floor is yours. Talk about what you want to talk about.
I'm being haunted by a ghost. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the ghost of a loved one.
All right. May I respond to that, Brother Joseph?
Go ahead.
I do believe in spiritual things. I do believe in spirits. I do believe in...
Well, I lost them on the operating table last week.
Yes, I understand.
We were very close for about 50 years, practically attached to the hip, just a little bit higher.
Was it a mother, a brother, a father? Who passed away?
Who was it? You mean what was it? I'm talking about my cock. Yeah, baby.
You were born what? As a man or a woman?
I was a guy, now I'm a girl. Yeah, no big deal.
I don't know if you have a Bible in your house. If you don't, I want you to get on your knees.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
She needs to go see a therapist.
She needs to find God.
I think it's the ghost of my cock.
I mean, if this is a for real call, then you'll do what I ask.
Oh, Jesus, my cock just knocked over a lamp. Floating around. It looks pissed.
Can I just say this? I don't know why we're getting transsexual called in tonight on this radio program.
He said he was being haunted by his penis.
It looks like a really tiny Casper.
Well, not that tiny. Yeah, baby.
I want you to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and forgive you.
What was that?
You had your genitals switched over to being a woman from what
I... Oh, no, it's going after my cat. Look
Ma'am.
Out, Patches. Here comes my cock.
Ma'am.
Right of the living cock, baby. Oh, shit, it just slimed me.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
The power of Christ compels you.
Let me finish talking.
The head's spinning around like that chick in The Exorcist. Hang on.
Hey, anyway, because if something's attacking your cat and knocking over lamps and things of that nature, she should call 911 and get the help to her house.
Right. There you go. That's a good one. You got to admit. Caitlin calls into a religious show and says her cock is haunting her in her house.
See that? That was Howard Stern. You see what? Do you see what I'm saying now? It doesn't matter what you had recorded. They'll just take it and they'll splice it up into something that didn't really happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Crazy.
You know, me and Gunn and I have been listening to Von Weehunt for a while now, and I've heard different callers call him, too. You know, it's like they'll do that to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is, you know. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, whatever, you know. And you're right, Laurie-Ann. Right now, if you're only getting 8 shows at a time and only 4 of them, you know, are taking actual calls, what's going to stop them from calling one of those 4 shows or maybe even all of those 4 shows?
Yeah.
Right?
But it's no big deal. I mean, like I said, the truth is the truth and whatnot. You know, it's no big deal. They're trolls. They think they're doing something funny. Laurie-Ann handled it properly, said I don't support that. You know, so if you listen to your real original recording of the show, it doesn't matter. We back ourselves all up. It's just the fact that this is what they do, you know, and one person made a key point.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask is, like, you know, do y'all think that I handled that, you know, decently? I think
mm-hmm.
I did. And I'm, like, on drink number 3 and, you know, half a bowl number 1.
Man, you handled that way better than a certain other used to be Block Talk host used to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, there's some hosts that when something like that is presented to them, they just have a temper tantrum and they can't handle it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, they lose their shit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the baiting. Like, that's what they want you to do. They want to record you, like, going completely off the rails, you know. They want to trigger you to do that. Me, I was like, hey, wait a minute. Is this the same, like, blah, blah, blah? Is this some kind of war? Like, I don't think I want to be associated with this.
I'm not going to be
fucking honored by this award if it's associated with this pedo guy, you know.
Whatever you say and I say, or anybody says now, when we're on these, especially now that I'm running for office here in North Carolina, it's a magnet for these people. You know, they're just waiting for me to say something or somebody else to say something off cue, and then they're just going to connect it, and they're like, oh, you know, like they just can't wait, you know. I mean, go for it. It just increases our popularity, that's all.
And Laurie-Ann, when you said
the timing of it was impeccable, too, because he called in and did this just before the live show was going to end. And then the chat with Robert, he kind of brought that up, too, that, you know, they might not be aware of the bonus hour part of the show recording. But, you know, he called in just before the live was going to end to try to catch me in something and then hopefully, thinking that there might not be the show recording, but now we have the aftermath of it. Plenty of evidence that, you know, if anybody's looking. And, of course, my show is broadcast on everything, you know, just about anything podcast-wise. iHeart, Amazon, fucking Google, Spreaker, YouTube even. Because I sign up with Spreaker, and I have my RSS feed going through Spreaker, right? And then Spreaker automatically converts it to YouTube. So I got it there. So it's like, you know, there's multiple different ways somebody can listen to the actual recording of the show to know exactly what I said and not have it twisted around if anybody actually wants to look. And yeah, so I'm hoping that I handled that pretty well, despite the fact that I'm on drink number 3 and half a bowl.
Hey, I do have a question, though. Earlier, is this an okay time? I guess so.
Yeah.
Earlier, when you said you never, you don't notice more than, you know, like 8 people, I guess you're talking about whenever you go to Blog Talk Radio Live and it shows who's all on. What I find odd is I've seen everybody's show on there except Joe Gibson's. I've never seen his show on there. I've seen yours, Lori Ann, and Donnie C's, and many other people's, but I can't recall ever whenever Joe's going to have a show, his ever being on there.
Does
anybody else have that? Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. But maybe it's because I follow him, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, I see Joe Gibson's on all the time. When it's upcoming, you know, or when it's live, yeah, I see Joe Gibson's show on.
I'm talking about on the front page where it says live. Yeah, I can go to his home, his regular, you know, Blog Talk Radio / Joe Gibson show. I can see him there. But I'm talking about when you go to the main live portal on Blog Talk Radio. I've seen almost everybody's show that I know of or go to, I've seen it up there when their show is live. But Joe's is the only one I can't recall ever seeing it up
there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too. You go to Blog Talk, and then you go, you click on the live link so you can see the shows that are going on live or upcoming. Yeah, I see a show. That's how I access it most of the time.
Really? Okay. I've never seen it.
That's how I access it. Because I get the notification, but, like, I'm always logged into Blog Talk in one of my Brave windows. And so when I get a notification, I know that a show is coming up. And then I just go to that other tab, go to the live and upcoming, and I open it up that way. So it's still in the same, you know, still in the same browser window, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, I see, you know, Joe Gibson, I see yours all the time. When it's live and upcoming, I see yours on that live page without issue. But it's odd, but maybe that's because I follow you. And so I don't know if that makes a difference or not, since your show I follow versus, like, some random show that I don't, you know, that I don't follow.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, why can't we have honesty about stuff? You know, all this shadow banning, this show can't be seen. Or, you know, look, if you post it on there, it's there. That's it. You know, with all this blocking and censoring stuff and you know, all that, I don't like that. You know, this regulation, censorship, it's wrong.
Well, we get to welcome more of that in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're pushing for more of that shit, more censorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when is the Supreme Court going to do their job and go, no, the executive branch of the government does not have the authority to limit constitutionally protected free political speech? When is our Supreme Court going to have the fucking ball?
They have done it already.
They've done it already, and the problem with that is Biden administration doesn't give a shit. The Supreme Court will tell them, well, you can't do that, and they'll go, well, fuck you, we're doing it anyway.
Well, how do we enforce Listen, my question.
Well, then
where
is Congress and Senate on that? You know, it's like that's where, okay, then Congress and Senate, let's draft up a new law and fucking pass it. Biden can veto it, but you get enough support for that, you know, in Congress and Senate, and you can override a veto and just
but
do
it.
But
how do you enforce
you know?
A Supreme Court decision? How do you enforce it? If the Supreme Court's already ruled on it, it's like the Miranda case or, you know, something along, you know, any Supreme Court case that was huge, a landmark case, how do you enforce that order? Supreme Court ruled on it. It's the law of the land, supposedly. Well, if somebody breaks it, how do you stop it? How do you stop them or prosecute them from breaking the law? What can you do as a citizen? Nothing. Nobody will listen to you.
It depends if you can prove standing, because then you could put a motion for an injunction.
Yes, I know. Yes. Good luck, though, getting a magistrate to sign off on it. You know, I've tried that. You know, they won't even let you see a magistrate, which they're not supposed to do, because under Rule 65, you're supposed to be brought directly before a judge when you file for an injunction in a TRO. They won't even let you do that no more.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, the courts, you know, Pianki always talks about the courts are not there to, you know, enforce the law. They're there to decide the constitutionality of a law.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you know,
judicial
so if they find a law unconstitutional, then the executive branch is supposed to comply with that. But then, of course, then there's state rights.